Okay, today we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Hay. So the Mishnah talks about a case where most of the people are Tahar, so you're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach Betuma, but one Karban Pesach became Tameh before they did the Zrika on the Mizbeach to finish the Avodah of the Karban. So in such a case, the part of the Karban that became Tameh can't be brought on the Mizbeach, and it can't be eaten. So the Mishnah talks about whether the Avodah Saddam can be finished on such a karban. So the Mishnah distinguishes between a karban pesach and other karbanos. Nitma habasar v'achilev kayam. If let's say after karban pesach was shechted, the meat became tameh, but the fats and the other parts of the animal that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach are still tahar. Say eino zarika sadam. You cannot do the zrika sadam on the mizbeach because the main purpose of a karban pesach is to eat it. And if its meat became tameh, it will not get eaten. You could throw the dam on the mizbeach only when you're going to accomplish what the purpose of the carbon is. But over here, the purpose of the carbon is to eat it, so you can't be zorik the dam on the mizbeach, because you're not going to be able to eat it. Nitma hachelev ha-basar kayim, but if it was the reverse, it was the fats that became tameh, and the basar was kayim, the meat was still tahar, then zorik is dam. Then you could be zorik the dam, because you're being zorik the dam for the main purpose of the carbon, which is to eat the meat, and you still can eat the meat. Then the Mishnah says, uba mukdashin erokein. When it comes to other types of korbanos, that's not the halacha. Ela afal pishenit ma'abasar v'achelev kayam zarek esadam. Even though the meat became tameh by other korbanos, as long as the chelev is still around, you could do the zrika sadam. But when it comes to other korbanos, the purpose is not about eating it. The purpose is about achieving whatever kapara it's supposed to achieve. So really, the main purpose is whatever happens on the mizbeach. So as long as you're able to burn the parts on the mizbeach, then you've achieved that purpose. The truth is, when it comes to other korbanos, whether the meat became tameh and the fats were not tameh, or the fats became tameh and the meat was not tameh, either way you're allowed to be zorik the dam. It's only if both the meats and the fats became tameh that you're not allowed to be zorik the dam when it comes to other korbanos. Mishnah, that's what Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out. So now, says the Mishnah Vav, so it goes back to the halacha of a Karban Pesach that's brought bituma. So not like the previous Mishnah, which we were talking about a Karban Pesach that was brought bitahara and then it became tameh. Now we're talking about a Karban Pesach that's brought bituma, meaning most of the tzibur is tameh. So nitma hakahal orubo. If either the entire Klal Yisrael, the entire Kahal, the entire Jewish people that came to the Beis HaMikdash, became Tamei Lemeis, or the majority became Tamei Lemeis, and the Tumah happens on Erev Pesach, Oshaya Kohanim Tamei V'Akal Tahorim, or all the Kohanim became Tamei, and even if all the Israelim are Tahorim, Yasa B'Tum, the Karban Pesach can be brought in a state of Tumah. Even those who are Tahor don't have to be careful about avoiding Tumah in such a case. When the Torah says that a person who is Tamei in Erev Pesach is not a bringing Karban Pesach, that's talking about if it's an individual, when the rest of the tzibur is tahar. So again, yasa betuma, they could bring a betuma. Nitma miutakal, but if only a minority of the tzibur became tameh, hatahar nosin asarishon, then those who are tahar bring the Karban Pesach at its normal time on Erev Pesach, vatameh nosin asasheni, and the individuals who are tameh are pushed off to the 14th day of Iyar, which is what we call Pesach Sheni. The Torah gives a special chance for those who are unable to bring the Pesach Rishon, because they were Tamei Lemeis, to do so on Pesach Sheni. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hay we learned that if the Basar of the Karban Pesach became Tamei, but the Chelev is still around, you cannot be Zorik the Dam, because the whole purpose of Karban Pesach is to do an Achila of the Basar. If it was the reverse, that the Chelev became Tamei and the Basar was still around, then you can be Zorik the Dam, because you'll be accomplishing the purpose, which is to eat the Basar. By other korbanos, even if the basar became tameh and the chelev is still around, you are allowed to be zorik the dam. You're only not allowed to be zorik the dam if they both became tameh when it comes to other korbanos. Then Mishnah Vav told us that if either the entire or the majority of the tzibur is tameh or the kohanim are tameh, then the Karban Pesach can be brought bitumah. But if only some individuals are tameh, then the Karban Pesach has to be brought only by those who are tahar. And the people who are Tameh will wait for Pesach Sheni. They'll have another opportunity the following month. Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin.